In the year since Indiana implemented the Healthy Indiana Plan 2.0, or HIP, more than 370,000 Hoosiers have enrolled in the program. Among them is Mary Buchanan, who is self-employed, but a shoulder injury no longer allows her to work full-time. By working less, the 63-year-old from Rockport couldn't afford the private insurance she used to carry. She picked up HIP about a year ago.
One less thing that I worry about 24/7, you know, what if something happens to me? Who, you know, am I going to have to file bankruptcy because one trip to the hospital would wipe you out?
Buchanan pays just under $14 a month in premiums and has no copays or deductibles. HIP 2.0 is an offshoot of the Healthy Indiana Plan, a pilot Medicaid program the state began in 2008 to provide coverage to Hoosiers who earn too much to qualify for the state's traditional Medicaid system, but not enough to buy private insurance. Rather than expanding Indiana's traditional Medicaid program, Governor Mike Pence petitioned the federal government for a waiver. The waiver program requires participants to make monthly contributions based on their income to health savings accounts.
Total's going to be $448.
43-year-old Carol Roberts works as a gas station attendant in Rockport. The single mom never had insurance before and went to the emergency room for care. She recently enrolled in HIP.
Getting insurance anywhere else is like so expensive and everything, and this is my spend down's only like under $30 a month. So, and you know, I just found out that, you know, I've got a heart condition, so you know, it's makes it much easier and better that I can get my medication and at a cheaper rate and no copays.
Supporters say HIP encourages people to make more responsible choices about their health care. Steve Russell is director of patient financial services at Deaconess Hospital in Evansville. He says HIP has resulted in fewer patients seeking treatment in the ER.
You know, with that $25 ER copay that they're given, the idea there is that maybe what they need to be thinking about is, instead of coming to the emergency room, calling their physician and seeing if they can get in to see their doctor, or maybe it's something that can be taken care of over the phone instead of showing up in the emergency room, which is always the most expensive place to get health care.
The waiver comes with federal funding to pay for most of the cost. The state pays its share with cigarette tax revenue and a tax on hospitals. Governor Matt Bevin has said he plans to restructure Kentucky's Medicaid program similar to that of Indiana's. But not everyone is on board. Emily Beauregard heads Kentucky Voices for Health and argues even small contributions to their health care may be too much for some.
People who are on Medicaid are very low income. You're not on Medicaid because you have a lot of expendable income. And so these individuals, you know, have many other bills that they have to pay every month. And whenever you are making a decision between paying your electricity bill and going to the doctor, you're being put in a position where you're probably going to be delaying care.
Governor Matt Bevin has said he would work this year to develop a plan to submit to the federal government with hopes of introducing it in 2017. If the governor succeeds, Kentucky would join six other states that want approval to expand their own brand of Medicaid. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.